Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the show where we discuss the when, where, who, and how of separation. We know what to do, and we know why already, because we cannot live in peace with our enemy. This show, we're having the Time to Leave Separation Q&A panel discussion. This is where you can call directly and get your questions answered from our Time to Leave panelists, whether it's about when we want to separate, where are we going to separate to, who should go, and who should stay. These are the questions that we try to discuss in this show. Do we have all the answers? Only Allah and His Messenger and His Divine Reminder have all the answers. However, we are blessed to have some panelists with experience and insight so that we can discuss these key questions. And more importantly, we want to encourage those who want to be at the forefront, who want to be at the first wave of separation, who want to be a pioneer in this separating. That's what we do in this show. That's what this show is all about. So, without going any further, what we're going to do, we have some people, some panelists on our line, and we're going to bring them on. We have, I see Dr. Ridgely. I'm opening Dr. Ridgely's mic, and I see Sister Majida. And I believe this is, I think we have someone else. I'm waiting. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely, Sister Majida.
Walaikum salam, sir.
Walaikum salam. And Sister Ann is here too.
Okay, let me see. 330.
Walaikum salam, Sister Ann.
I'm looking.
Trying to run. Okay, so she's gonna call in on her line as well.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ann.
Oh, she's getting ready to call in on her line.
Oh, we have a guest then. Guest with the number, last four digits 6619.
Yes, sir.
That.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing, brother?
Can you hear me?
Did you have yes, we hear you. Where's your name and where are you calling from?
Brother Brian Muhammad, Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, sir. Did you have a question or issue that you want to raise?
Yes, sir. Question.
Right here.
Assalamu alaikum. My
Brian, Brian from the Facebook group, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir.
My question is there a medium of exchange, or what would be the medium of exchange, and how would it be generated?
I mean, right now it's a dollar bill. I mean, before you have another medium of exchange, you have to have an exchange. In other words, you already have to be in a group. I mean, anybody can write an IOU to another person. But the point is, if you're not in close proximity, there can't be no exchange. So therefore, you don't need a medium of exchange.
Right. I got you. I asked that question because my question that I had for someone else in the group, another situation, was based upon, is there any money-generating aspects incorporated into this? Or is there a think tank, a group of people talking about how would money be generated to either live in the area, or how is that? How would that, I don't know if I'm asking the right question right now, but how is money being generated, or what kind of business ventures are being used, or is there a session to talk about what we could do to generate money to help as a bridge for those who come off?
Well, you have to get together with people who have certain skill sets to determine what business opportunities that they want to pursue. For instance, like Sister Majida, she has a bakery. Okay, Brother Carlson, he has a home repair a business. I mean, you know, if people come together, they can decide on if they got, you know, what skills, where they can manufacture a product, come up with an idea. You know, other than that, you ask for donation or investors. Okay, but
right,
if you talk about business, you're gonna have to have businesses set up based on supplying a product or a service.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be interested in trying to see how I could assist those who's doing that or part of that. Creating
product. What's your profession? What's your skills there?
I'm a software engineer, and I also trade financial markets, and I recently have been doing some real estate work.
Okay, well, you need to find people who are doing real estate, and where are you located?
I'm in Arizona right now.
In Arizona. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I don't know what all could be done in Arizona with people from different parts of the country. I don't know.
Can I make a couple of sessions, Doc?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Brian. This is Brother Carlson, and I'm the one that's been dialogue with you, and I'm so glad you called
yes,
in, brother. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
So basically, what we're looking for, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Ridgely, in the time to leave movement, we know that everyone is not ready to separate yet. And so we're trying
right.
to attract the people who are in a position to start to put things in place to physically separate or to start to build separate communities where they live. Now, in terms of finances, we can give general guidelines, but that's something that you're going to have to solve. Like Doc is saying, get together with some like minds. For example, as a software engineer, I would think that it's quite possible for you to be able to work remotely. A lot of people do software development, so that would be an excellent opportunity for you. If you can get some contracts and stuff and work remotely, that means you can take a job anywhere and make the move. So, but in terms of financing think tanks for people to become financially free, that's things we would encourage people to do on their own, because we're not trying to help people get their finances. We can just give them general advice and tell them to get together with like minds and other brothers and sisters to generate those ideas and then come on and then build business in our community. Did that help?
Yes, sir. And I'm exactly in accord with what you're saying. I've actually been doing some remote work on a part-time from my 9 to 5. I've been doing that every now and then for a while now. I've been doing some other real estate stuff I'm working on. But I know from me doing things when it came to projects, there was a hole for software engineering and whatnot. It requires more than one person. That's why I was asking, like, example, those who came together who had ideas. Then I don't have all the ideas, but I know how to build some of the things that could be incorporate some of the ideas. That's why I was talking as far as those who came together. When I witnessed and experienced certain groups who come together who would focus on a specific time period to come up with an idea, and then those will come together and they would build it out or start building out from that time period. Next, you know, they generate some money from it. I just witnessed things like that. That's why I was saying, as far as a think tank session, those who may have had idea, those who may have skill set, and I do understand, as far as I would have to go out and build or find those who have like minds. My thing right now is just trying to find out where we are right now with this team. What is our resources? What is our labor pool? Who's all involved? Where are we right now to move out? So I know what I have to do as far as trying to come together and do some things.
Does anybody else want to address Brother's very good question?
Hi, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Sister Ann. Is my mic open?
Thanks, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. Well, one of the things I see is that we in the nation, even though Minister Farrakhan talking separation, as a whole, we have not accepted the idea of separating into separate communities or territories. So what this platform is doing right now is trying to get people. Is that noise coming from me?
That might have been me. I was opening the door.
Okay.
but anyway, I'm trying to get people used to the idea. Now, I've been looking at some programs recently, and I see where communities smaller than even Bronwood have put themselves on the map with niche businesses, niche markets. And for people who are trying to determine what kind of business they want to go into, what I would suggest, and this is how we have to start thinking scientifically. Okay, you need to learn the demographics of the area where you're trying to locate to. Find some similar demographics that comprise of similar things with the population ratio, black to white. See what those communities are doing. See if any of them have a niche that they are bringing people from the outside into that community just for that. Case in point, I was looking at a program on public TV just the other day, and I didn't even know about this, in Thomasville, Georgia, maybe an hour and a half from the farm. They have a young white couple just put a Fish and Grit cafe there. And evidently they use social media or some other platform to get the word out about their business. The other day they were highlighting their business. They had people in there from, and it's ironic that you were in Arizona, but they had people in there who were visiting Georgia from Arizona. And the one thing they wanted to do while they were in Georgia were to find that restaurant. So this is how we have to start thinking. Okay, we've got the farm here in Georgia. And just because Dr. Ridgely and I are here, it doesn't mean that we should be the only ones thinking about industry that could be generated from farming effort. There's a lot that can be done. I was speaking to a young lady this past Saturday, as a matter of fact. She's a college student, and she was basically trying to tell the adults there who were talking about farming and doing things for the farming community. Well, her comments were, well, farming don't seem to be working for y'all, so why not look to do something else to get young people to stay in the area? Well, you know, I had to let them know that, you know, we haven't even explored everything that could be generated from farming. You don't even know what could be generated.
Speaking.
That's what we have to start doing. That's the way we have to start thinking. You know, everybody can't do the same thing, but there is a lot out there. You've got these niche businesses cropping up all over. Georgia right now have more what they call a craft brewery than anywhere else in the country. Georgia. There's a market not only for craft beer, but there's a market for craft non-alcoholic beverages.
Right, right.
Other kinds
yes.
of stuff that's natural. But we don't think like that. We think about trying to go into the same thing that the general population is looking at. Clothing stores, selling jewelry. But there's a lot that we need to explore in order to build an economy. And then that's where you can have a medium of exchange.
You're actually just commented on something that came to my mind with a little background information of something that I've experienced. There is a black man named Dr. Paul Goss. He was the doctor that assisted the minister in his initial prostate cancer treatment. This man is about 90 years old right now. I have a working relationship with him. He has 800 acres of land in Arizona. He has 400 in North Carolina. Both of these areas he had set up to be like a healing retreat. On the land in Arizona, there is a capacity to house about 20 to 30 people. He had these particular, I won't say it's not the classical house, but it is like more of like a, the way that it was built, more like if you can take a cylinder and cut it in half, straight down the center and set it on top of a flat surface. These are the kind of structures he set up where they would have healing. Now, from the land that he has in Arizona, because this is where, as you was talking about other ideas, because in my mind, I see farming as food, fiber, fuel, and medicine. We just barely touching on one. Now, with the land that he has there, he's an organic chemist. He studied on the land, which grew naturally, a bean there. He took the bean, dried it up, processed it, mixed it with some other herbs, and produced a formula where he used that bean to pay off the land in 2 years. So this is some of the models that I'm looking at and studying. He's a worthy case study. He has some land in North Carolina. He has some stuff also. But my part, kind of my thinking was to try to reproduce some of the things he's done there, even if it's on the farm we have in Georgia. For the fact, I remember Dr. Ridgely talking about putting some trailer homes a certain amount of space apart from each other to kind of look after the land in a certain sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these same structures, I need to get with Dr. Goss to find out, you know, some of the more details on how much it cost and the details on everything. I've actually helped build him some of the rooms that he had inside the side of the buildings, like I said, to build a relationship with him, because I don't know anybody that's operating from his level that I can actually access and do those things. He actually has when he bought the land in North Carolina, it already had a house on it, but it had a wood cutting machine that was already left on it from the last person, that he has sometime in the past cut some of the timber that was on the land. But there's more details involved with it, but overall what I'm looking at is trying to see about reproducing that model of taking something that might naturally grow on the land. We might have some things that naturally grow on the land and on the farm, natural weeds that could be used and processed in a medicinal type of sense to be sold into that kind of market.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. We're sitting here on clay soil. We need somebody to investigate what could this clay be used for. That could be another industry. But the two of us being here, we can't do it all.
Right.
And
yes, ma'am.
Dr. Richard is not allowed, or he's not brought in to speak to the believers to let them know, you know, hey, there's a whole, as our teachers say, a big field awaiting the wide awake
right.
man to work out of.
Right.
Bringing it on a more general basis, we're sitting in a big field right here on this farm. But, you know, our nation does not seem to appreciate that. But
no,
whenever
don't.
I'm out at other gatherings, this farm is a big deal to other people. It's a real big deal. And we
and this
have
is
to
why
begin to feel like it's a big deal and begin to put more help into making it all that it can be.
And this is why I'm trying to free myself up. And which came to my initial conversation with Brother Carlton, free myself up to be able to come and do some things there. But then that's my challenge there. I got to become more financially free in order to do that.
I wanted to ask you about that too, Brother Brian. Is that a prerequisite?
Yes, sir.
Is that a prerequisite to become financially free to separate?
Well, not full financially free, but if what kind of separating am I doing? If I'm just physically separating. And not necessarily, but then, of course, I'm still going to be using, how am I generating my money, which came from my mother. How am I generating my money? I'm not a retired person. I'm middle-aged, so, you know, I have the family, the mortgage, I got that kind of stuff. And I know others like me with skills who have the same desire, who haven't really stepped out more as a conversation, what I'm doing right now, but in the same position. But I know if something was set up where now, if an idea was started and it started generating money and the need to expand it, would be someone would have to come over from their job to start working it, but it had to be set up first. Now we can continue to expand and build out with it. Now we're generating our own money. It's dollars still, but generating our own money based on the idea we started off in the beginning to begin to separate ourselves off in that kind of sense. Physically, I guess you can just do it, but then unless you retire and you got money coming in already, what will you do when you separate yourself off?
Well, that's a good question. I can answer that question, and my wife can answer that question. We are by no means financially free. Vegeta, are we financially free?
Well, not today.
So what happens is, it's two ways you can look at it. I understand what you're saying, Brother Brian, about trying to become financially free, because I would like to be in a position, because if I was, I'd be able to do a lot more to help with the farm, Dr. Ridgely, and starting to build our Muslim community here. Mm-hmm. However, being here near the farm and being here near Dr. Ridgely and being here at the forefront of a pioneering community opens up opportunity that I know will eventually free us financially so we can concentrate for more important issues having to do with the freedom of our entire nation. So I'm going to say to you, brother, go ahead. I'm not saying don't pursue your financial freedom. By all means, do that. But set yourself a time limit. And if you are in a position to start building a community or moving to a community with like minds, I would make that a priority, because once you get around like minds, magic starts to happen and you start to build things. So, if anybody else has any comments or questions for Brother, because we have three more people on the line. Well, Brother, thank
right,
you
I
very
do.
Much for your – oh, go ahead, Sister Vegeta.
I just wanted to just add a little bit to that and just let Brother Brian know, like you say, we were not financially free, but we had a desire to do a thing, and we had faith, and we put a plan in action, and we worked our plan. We gave ourselves a timeline, and we downsized our lives and our living, and we cut back, and we shed what we didn't need, and we just did a total assessment of where we were in terms of where we wanted to be. And, you know, Allah was with us, and we just worked the plan, and by His grace, we're here.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, brother, thank you very much. Please plugged in. And
yes,
also I might want to say is pursue the ministries. Like I'm, in addition to doing home repair, I'm involved in technology too, and I've just gotten more involved in the Ministry of Science and Technology. So that's one, those are areas in which we find like minds and we start to brainstorm is in the ministries. And if no one else is doing it, maybe it's time for you to take charge. Thanks a lot, brother.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, we're going to go over to, we have a caller. Caller with the last four digits, 2410. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Brother Cornelius White.
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for calling in, Cornelius.
You're more than welcome.
Yes, sir.
Brother Dr. Reggie Lee and Sister Ann and all the believers who are down there, you guys are working very hard. And I'm just so proud and glad that the separation conversation has been taken out of our hearts and being placed out into our people's minds. Because, you know, me as a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I have over the years, since I'll say 93, 94, 95 when I joined the nation and then left the nation, but for, you know, reasons that our main minister, Minister Roland Muhammad, you know, having some issues, but it was personal, whatever the case may be. I'm just so proud of us. From that time, I have been, like, internalizing the teachings. And, you know, the minister always say, you know, once you receive the word, start living the word. I'm a custom tailor by trade. My battle has been trying to create a small manufacturer in the city of Cleveland, Ohio. It's been, you know, a 25-year fight, or shall I say war. But now, with our doing the separation conversation and or legwork towards that destiny, it seems like a light switch that clicked on in me, like maybe a couple of years ago, that I just had to really step up to the plate. And I struggle with where, you know, how, when, who, and it just took me to go through that trials, tribulation, you know, forging steel to make me sharper into, you know, I have this trade, this talent, and still go at trying to create this business. And then, you know, the farm down there, the farm needs machinery, it needs money, it needs people. And I heard what the brother was saying from Arizona, and I see us, you know, being able to, I think that once we, you know, gain some economic weight, start sending money down to the farm to help in that way, build up our businesses or industries, whichever ones that we, you know, in our lane, me making clothes. But as a designer, my mind has always been on manufacturing because, you know, I see numbers, I see volume, you know, because in the manufacturing company, I saw thousands, hundreds of thousands of items being shipped, sold, and I want to be a part of the boss of that. You know what I'm saying? So I have always tried to, you know, this is our nation. Our nation is going to be that. And right now, oh, I think I got a great plan. Because we have Trier Brothers Tailoring. We're on Warrensville Center Road and Libby up in Cleveland, Cleveland, outside of Cleveland. And, we're going to be establishing a small manufacturer. I'm going to be coming out with some stuff. I'm going to integrate the social media platforms to put it out there. But, we're going to let the world know we're serious about separating. And our separation is not just no conversation. It's actually us moving towards that with, we could care less about who, want to, try to put their two cents in to how, what, where, or what we're doing. And we're just moving forward. These people, the way I see it, they're going to just go ahead and take us out, because we finna leave. You dig? Excuse the French, but it's about to happen. And they are so scared. And I was just so happy, because these times I be looking at this stuff, Bill Cosby, and sometimes I wish that God just come on and, put his hand down on this country. But I know that he's, we're in the grace as far as why it's not being put down so hard. But I'm just so proud of where we're headed, how we're getting there. And with you, Ava, the minister, and all the ministers around this nation, we are going to be successful.
That's right.
We know that our people are in a bad state, and we know we have a lot of loved ones that's not going to make it. And our hearts go out to them, but our legs keep moving towards Allah's will. We have no other choice, and that's the way I see it, and that's what I'm working towards. So,
that's right.
It's been a pleasure talking to you all. Thank you all for taking the time out to, listen to my little comment. But I think that I know that we're on the right path. We are on our way to our glory that Allah promised us.
Well, when you get your manufacturing plant up, can you hear me, Brother Cornelius?
Yes, sir.
When you really get it rolling, I want you to move your whole crew down to Bronwood, Georgia.
Right. Exactly. Yes, sir.
Yes, because my plan is
your marketing and your distribution system set up. I don't know how you're working on that, but hopefully you will have a distribution system that will send stuff all over the country and the world. It won't matter where you're located at, because you're not depending on that local market. And then people like you can move on down here with the whole shebang. You're going to make it. I can hear you. I can hear in you. You're going to make it. You're very clear about what y'all are up to. And you're going to find your niche.
We're going to make it. Because I had plans. Look, we have a mosque almost in every city. Now, down there on the farm, I know that we could, as a designer, we're not going to just make everything at one plant. So, say we might be making pants down there exclusively.
Right.
In Michigan, we might be making shirts and hoodies.
Right.
I mean, we're making them. We ain't all asking China for nothing. We making it. Our name on it, our brand on it, and there's nothing you can say about it, because the time is now that our blackness will shine. And they will see this. And I it just seemed like I'm that one that need to come up and, start this fight. I'm going to do it, because once they see what this brand is and when it come out, they're going to be mad, and they're going to be trying to, and that's going to set fire to the fuel, and it's going to blast off like a spaceship. Because that's fashion. You know how it blows
praise
up.
Be to Allah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Cornelius.
You're more than welcome. I hope I was able to help inspire someone today over these airwaves, because I have definitely been inspired by Allah for these many years. And Minister Farrakhan has gave me the fearlessness to be able to accept what is naturally ours and just roll with it. The world going to have its opinion. Hey, we can take that. The cross just got a little bit more weight to it. So now I'm on one knee and one leg. So we still rolling. I'm dragging my cross now. So come on with it.
Thank you, sir.
Please believe it.
Yes,
all praises to Allah. Walaikum salam.
All right. So we are continuing to get callers, and now I recognize two numbers as our dynamic dual couple from Dallas, Texas, Sister Tiffany and Brother Stephen. Assalamu alaikum. I got both of your mics open at the same time.
Brother Carlton and Time to Leave family. Assalamu alaikum. Had a question kind of in reference to just getting our people that are not part of the nation acclimated to this idea of separation, which we know we don't want necessarily want everybody. But those of us that have family members that may be married into, how can I say this, the Caucasian race or other races other than black, if they express interest in separating, how do we handle handle that and it kind of explain to them why we want to separate, not necessarily why we want to separate, but just give them an answer as to why we won't necessarily desire for them to be a part. And the reason why I ask this question is because I have some family members that are married into, or not married into, but they fraternize and date Caucasians, which we know this is pretty prevalent now and it's being promoted a lot through the media. And so it's becoming more acceptable, especially with black females. But they have a certain level of consciousness, so they ask questions. And so I just wanted to get some perspective on that because that was something that I was really wondering about.
Can I say something real quick? This is Sister Majida.
Yes, ma'am.
And Sister Tiffany, you used two words, you know, fraternizing and dating. And, you know, just putting the color of one's skin aside, when we talk about the type of community that we are going to build with the help of Allah, based on the principles of freedom, justice, and equality, and we as Muslim followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan under his guidance, you know, we already know certain lifestyles we're not going to tolerate. So when you talk about, you know, dating, just if we just say dating alone, you know, we want a righteous community. Before we even address the color of one's skin, we have to be willing as black folks to come up under some sort of rules and some sort of law so that we can not just relocate our bad ways and lack of morals from one location to another, but that we're striving to build a righteous community. So that would be number one. I would just like to start there before we even got into the color issue. Yes, ma'am.
Very well said.
That was pretty cold-blooded.
But
yes, ma'am, Sister Majida.
So
thank
well.
You. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Majida. That's an excellent answer.
Yeah, Brother Steven. A lot of fights start over fraternizing. You mess with my girl, you mess with my man, here come gunshots. No, we got to, if you want to have a safe community, like Sister Majida said, there has to be some type of rules and regulation on our behavior. And we used to have that when we had our segregated community. And women would wait until marriage. Okay? And so no matter how much brothers wanted to fraternize and date and all this type of stuff, the women held them back until marriage. But now we done broke free, and now we're fighting and killing one another over fraternizing and dating.
Okay. I'd like to make a comment. Go ahead, Brother Stephen. Yes, sir.
Okay, I just had one quick question. I know for people who don't live in that area, you all may have access to maybe some different websites that people who are looking to move down there where they can maybe go online and view maybe online auctions for properties or for land. I know sometimes if you don't live there, there are some other websites that you can go to that don't necessarily advertise on Google or on the internet. So is there some other websites that we can view to look at property, look at land, maybe look at private land that's for sale or just something of that sort?
Assalamualaikum.
Yes. This is Sister Katina. How's the family? Hey, Sister Katina. I was just about to say, man, too bad Sister Katina's not on the line.
You know, I have to sneak on the line. They won't let me dial in directly, but there's another Block Talk Radio show that I can dial right in and don't have no problems. It's like really weird. But
it's not me. That's for sure.
No. I know it's not you. I definitely know it's not you. It's all good though. It's always a way around, you know, whatever is the obstacle. But to Brother Stephen's question, Brother Stephen, let me tell you this. I thought I'd been in the game long enough to know about every which way to find out about property that there could possibly be. But I'll tell you, Broadwood, it reminds me of the Navy being. Like, there's a certain level of protection, you know, over it in that you just can't. You really can't just click online and find what you need. You gotta make friends. You know, you gotta get somebody that's willing to go outside and look at the sign and, you know, somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. Now, that works, you know, for us, for other intents and purposes. However, I have found one site that will get you properties around the area and in the same county, which is Terrell County, and then the two or three that's down there. I'm working now, though, diligently. Give me the next couple of weeks, Brother Stephen, and I'll be able to start posting things on the timetoleave.us website as we start to find them. But there's a place, if you go on Facebook and you type in the search bar marketplace, and then put Broadwood, Georgia, and up to about 48 miles or so around it, you'll get properties in Dawson and Leesburg. Leesburg's not Trail County, but, you know, other little areas like the Albany, some things that's in Albany, so some of the surrounding areas, you'll be able to find property in that way. Other than that, we are working very, very diligently to put some things on the site as we have been able to find or are able to find.
Marketplace again. What is that?
It's Marketplace. If you go to Facebook and you put in the search bar Marketplace, all one word.
You go to Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely. It's on Facebook. Yep.
Oh.
Absolutely. You go by way of Facebook. Absolutely.
Okay.
And put in Marketplace, right? Like I'm doing it right now as I'm saying it, and make sure that it's correct. And you type in Marketplace, and then it'll bring up Marketplace, and they'll have like vehicles, furniture, electronics. You want to hit the little tab that says See All. And in that, it's generally going to pick up on your current location, but there's a blue highlight that says change locations, and then you put in Broadwood, Georgia, and have at it.
And as a side note to that, what may appear to be a difficulty in Broadwood and Terrell County in this area actually is an opportunity. Sister Katina, would you say that the Broadwood and Terrell County area, is it a buyer's market or a seller's market?
I'm going to say at this point, it's a buyer's market. Definitely a buyer's market.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. So we've got to buy in the market.
Yeah, so that's an advantage. And the thing is, even though it may be difficult to find properties through the internet and just real quickly and through real estate agents, the thing is, there's people that want to sell properties here that are having trouble selling them. So what a lot of them do is they take them off the market, or they put a sign on the front door and they do it themselves. And that's really an advantage for someone who's diligent and they stick with it, right, Sister Katina?
Precisely. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an advantage for the wide awake man that Sister Ann was talking about, you know, to work out. We just, you know, we just get somebody, you know, down there that can do the leg work, you know, and go around and drive around and look. But it's to our advantage, believe me. Because if anything not everybody knows about is a jewel, right? Right? So, like, you know, you know, that's why I said it's kind of like the Navy bean in that, you know, it's not a lot the enemy can do to the Navy bean. It's protected, right? So, I mean, he can't mess it up.
And, you know, while we're out here in our travels and going back and forth, anything we see for sure, we'll let you know.
Absolutely.
Right, and I would say another source, and I don't have a copy in hand right now, but the local farm service agency publishes a magazine. It's wire grass, like a piece of wire grass magazine.com. I believe you can go online and read that magazine, and they list a lot of the real estate that is available in this area, in the Southwest Georgia area. And also, I would suggest maybe contacting the tax assessor's office, because they are the ones that will have the list of properties that may be going on for the auction on the courthouse steps. And I know the local sheriff's department is the one who does that in Terrell County. But the tax assessor's office, I believe, put together this list and sent to him. And because I was at a county commission meeting a few years ago, and what he does before he, and he's a black sheriff, he puts those properties up for auction off of the courthouse steps. He took it upon himself to contact the owners, these black people mostly, and try to encourage them to do what they could do to pay those back taxes. And they were all on his case because he was trying to help people do that. But again, contact the tax assessor's office to see if they have a list of properties that may be going into foreclosure or going on the auction block. And also, in addition to that, small towns have local newspapers that may be online, and they would have all of those things listed also. So there are a lot of avenues to check into to find out what may not be listed on a larger scale.
Thank you for those comments, Sister Ann. And while we have Sister Tiffany and Sister Katina on the line, I just want to thank them for the work that they put in to do such a wonderful show last week. So thank you, sisters.
Yes.
And we got a lot of feedback from people who enjoyed hearing the children give their opinions and answer the questions on the topic of separation.
Yes, praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. It was a pleasure. Allah wakbar.
Very inspirational.
I want to say something too. Oh, go ahead, Sister
Majita. I was just going to say for myself, you know, it was quite a contrast just to hear our children paint their picture of separation and just the simplicity of it. Because, you know, as adults, you know, we can, because our lives, you know, were so much more complicated, I would imagine, than children's lives. Talk about separation as adults, you know, sometimes we can kind of like be really out there or our desire to have, you know, like these model cities with, you know, with smart homes and pools and things like that from the beginning, you know, some of us, you know, when we talk about separation, we see those visions initially. And, you know, I was thinking about that in comparison to just the simple things that the children said that separation meant for them. And, you know, just like being safe and being free and being happy and being able to play without violence and crime. And, you know, it just just the contrast. You know, it's so doable what they want and what they see. And, you know, we've all said it here, it's mandatory. It's mandatory that, you know, we make that way for our children.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. It reminds me of a ninth grade math class that I had, and the instructor, he was just like this mathematic engineer or something like that, and he decided to instruct high school, and he taught us one day. He said, "You can not have enough information that you can't solve a problem," and he said, "And then you can have too much information and still not be able to solve the problem." And I think that sometimes we put too many complexities into a thing instead of sometimes it really just is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, you know. So so the, with children, they just simplify the thing to just a degree. I mean, look, is it safe? Is it clean? Can we be happy? Is it while we're talking about what are we going to do with the quasars if we move over to once? And now it has nothing to do with, you know, separation. It has nothing to do with it. You know, we factor in all kinds of stuff. You know, it's not something known in some schools of thought as aberration, but then that's a whole other conversation entirely. Children pretty much just, you know, let's just go straight there. Let's just do it. And that is why a child shall lead the way, as it's taught in the scripture, or a mind that is simplistic enough to solve for the problem. And so, yeah, that is really, I learned that, or I revisited that, and I really learned it as a matter of, oh, wait, I can use this to be able to help solve this problem that we're talking about. But I wanted to say something to Sister Tiffany's question, which you all did deal with wonderfully. The idea is to separate, not to just move. You know what I mean? So we're not trying to, you know, we're trying to separate, which involves a detachment from a certain type of mentality or way of thinking, which also implies a move of moving away from actions. You're not going to act any differently than you think. You know, and so if, you know, by way of what you just said, and then Dr. Rizzi with the, hey, look, if you're still talking about, you know, that's my girlfriend or sweetheart or honey or whatever, dabbling or whatever that term was, then they're not separating, they're moving. You know, we need a certain moral, or as we're not looking for movers, we're looking for separators, so.
Right.
Praise you, Paula.
And while we got this little lull right here, I want to talk about, I told the group Sunday I was going to hold that conversation until tonight, talking about, and I'll be brief because I see our time is running. I went to a community organizing event this past Saturday, and in listening to all of the people who got up talking about their communities, you know, it's just that the same problems are everywhere. And I was telling my husband this evening, I said, and one of the things that came out is that black people everywhere, because he had said this a few months ago, that we are being bombarded with these high utility bills. One woman got up and said that her brother lives in this community. He's retired and just moved back to the South and bought a house in this mixed-race community. His house is directly across from a white person. His electric bill, on average, is about $400. The white person's home is larger, and he was able to find out that their electric bill runs around $80 a month. So we're seeing this all over, and it's not just here in the South. It's everywhere our people are. They're being gouged like this. So it's going to be hard for an individual to come up out of this. That's why we have to pool our resources that we do have. The main thing we have to do now, and this goes back to what Sister Tiffany was asking, we need that one community that can serve as a model. Because if that community is up, there is no way somebody who's still fraternizing and dating and all of that kind of stuff, if they see what's going on in that community, why would they even want to be a part of that? They would not want to be. Not with that kind of behavior. If they desire it enough, when we have that kind of community set up, they will do what's necessary to be a part of that. So to me, the one thing that we have to do now is put an example up for the people to see.
Now, you know, $400 versus $80 is incredible. But the problem is that it's hard for us to be able to get in the other person's, you know, if we could do a study to prove what's going on, it would be nice. But it's hard to do that because it's hard to get that next door neighbor's
utility bill. Yeah, that discovery.
You know what I mean? The discovery on that, because they, of course they know what's going on, but they don't want to tell you. It's a
mm-hmm.
blessing that they found out in that one in that incident. But it's going, like you said, it's going on all over. And the only way you can protect yourself against that is that you have to pull out and you determine your own tax base. You determine your own watchdogs over the utilities, because they're supposed to be a public service. In other words, it's you know, it's a utility, right? As a government body, you would have a right to check to make sure they were not gouging people. But you can't do that unless you have authority in a certain area. So the only way we can protect ourselves is through separation.
Praise be to Allah. And we're down to the last 3 minutes. Any closing comments to our wonderful listeners? Really? Okay. Well, we want to thank all our callers for asking you your questions. And
well,
let me leave
with this. You know, I'm trying to dog the microphone, right? But, you know, at one time we grew up in communities, and they were really based upon, you know, families and different families, and they grew up in the cities, you know, we had connections, and then, you know, it's busted our communities up all across the country, and now we are trying to figure out how we're going to get that together. Well, you're going to have to pick a spot. You're just going to have to pick a spot and say, look,
right.
I'll meet you. I'm going to meet you down there. That's all there is to it. You just got to pick a spot. I'm going to meet y'all at Muhammad Farms, okay? All my people, you with me? That's where I'm headed. Get your covered wagon. That's where we're going. That's how.
Yes.
That's the way it's got to be done.
That's true.
All right, and that's basically what Sister Katina was saying. We put too many complications in place to make a move. Just as the Nike saying goes, just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Absolutely.
Well, praise
you
be
know,
to
the partners here, you know, you always pitch a tent, but help us get that community up. And, you know, there'll be some housing if everybody pitch in and help us get a few homes out here.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And people want to just move and move their operation, you know, they can come. They can stay
right.
in that. They can do whatever else they want to do in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know,
we've got to
do that. We've got to get it done.
Got to have that model community to where people can point to the Nation of Islam and say, oh, wow, they're the folks that, in addition to having the leadership and the good speakers and the handsome men and the beautiful women, they have a separate community down there at their own farm.
Yep, that's
and
right.
On that note, I want to thank our panel for taking the time to call in and answer our guest question. And you all were right on time, because we had several guests that called in and had very good questions, and we were able to give them a depth of advice and answers. And I want to thank our guests, our callers, for calling in And please continue to call in to engage with us on Facebook and tell your family and friends about the show and our Facebook on our Facebook channel and our website, timetoleave.us. May Allah bless you all for calling in and bless you all until next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Won't you let me? Won't you help me? Won't you help me understand your
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed. Down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown. Out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone.
Alone.
I never at once felt so alone.
Alone.
I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
Not just my spare tire.
Oh.
But Lord, I ask you to be my force of truth.
Oh.
For some strange reason, it had to be.
Oh.
He guided me to Tennessee.
Oh. Take me to another.
Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more country. Fast eyes burst into Ripley, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the road my forefathers walk, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came. My family tree, my family name. For some strange reason, it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. Why my people be in the mess that they be.